I'm here in Cara in Naas, and I'm talking to Paddy and Mary Barry. And just tell me, Mary, what was your maiden name?
Minahan.
And where did you come from originally?
I was born in Llandochan.
And were you born into a big family there?
No, there was three of us. I had two brothers and myself and my father and mother. And my mother died when I was 8. So, and my uncle also lived in Main Street in Llandochan. And he was in the IRA in the Dublin Brigade in F Company during 1916. He was imprisoned then in Ballykindler. And during that time of imprisonment, he accumulated some money. I don't know whether they got paid for that. And then when he was released, he continued to work for these people called Gogarty's in Llandochan. They were shoemakers. And then the mill opened in 1936. And as far as I can gather, they were looking for a truck, and he had the wherewithal to buy a truck, and then went to work in Llandochan paper mills, drawing the paper as a contractor, I think, at that time, or whatever you like, you know.
What was your uncle's name?
John Minahan. Jack. He was known as Jack Minahan.
So, after his time, I suppose, on the run and being very involved with the IRA. Isn't that extraordinary?
Yes.
And so coming back to Llandochan, continuing working with the
Gogarty's were their family. Named, yeah.
So can you recall the first kind of truck he bought?
I was born in 1937, so I don't. But I have a little photograph. It was a Ford Bedford, beg your pardon. It was a Bedford truck that he had.
Oh, lovely.
And then they must have got on well because, this is memory. I can't say. Some years later, he bought a brand span new truck from Ford's in Cork. I think it was the first kind to be ever seen around, and it was yellow in colour. I remember that bit. And then they continued with the paper till the war came. Now there was no petrol. So they had to take one truck off the road, and they converted the other truck to gas. And on the running board, if you like, of the truck, is my memory, there was some kind of a tank that they burned gas in.
Yeah.
And I remember that they'd have to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get this gas fire going to fire the engine.
So it's like a steam engine, if you like.
Yeah.
And
Paddy, you worked for them, did you?
No, I wasn't.
This is, I come up to this again. Okay. And then my father...
Using coke they were to produce gas.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but that was how the truck was operated, to keep the mill going, keep the paper getting delivered.
Right.
And that's what had to be done. And because I remember Daddy saying the heat of this beside him, driving the truck, was just unbelievable. But they kept the mill going during the war years, kept the paper out. And then, my father also worked with Uncle Jack then, because they had the two trucks and then the war. And
your father's first name was?
Peter.
And the two brothers worked together. And were they contracted by the...
The mill, the they mill? Were, yeah.
And so what do they call themselves? Did they have a name?
It was just Peter and Jack Minahan, those times. There was no company or anything like that.
Was the name written on the truck? Or
No, there was nothing.
All right, and so they would have during the war years they must have been just the only two trucks.
That's it.
Delivering
and the paper, yes. Paper. And I remember in those years too, I vividly remember there was fog, awful fog, smog that time in Dublin, and we as kids, my mother died when I was 8, And we as three small children would be standing at the door waiting for Daddy to come home because the truck could only go at snail's pace.
Mm.
And carried on. Uncle Jack more or less retired and we still kept the trucks in the mill. My father drove then, and then my eldest brother, he started to help. Then he got into the trucks, so they were carried on until then he died. My brother died in 1967. And my father then was an old man and he carried on for a while. And then I had just started to go out with Paddy and he came along then and carried on for a little while. Now this, I reckon the mill had started to go down as early as that. Because I worked in what they call the standards office.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
In the mill?
In the mill. Yeah. I had started then in the early 60s. I started in the mill as well.
So what did that entail?
It was time and motion study and the bonuses. That's what they did. Went down, timed all the workers and what could be done at a certain length of time and sorting the sheets of paper. The women all did that. You had to sort through every sheet of paper to make sure there was no flaws in them, etc. So, and then we calculated all the bonuses in the standards office to see.
And that's what it was called, time and motion. And so was there a stopwatch or?
Yeah, all of that, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Stood down then that.
And would some women just work, you know, shift after shift together, back to back?
They didn't work shift. The paper makers worked the shift work.
And how did so the more paper you count it in the space of time,
yeah,
the more money you get.
That's exactly it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had it worked out like that, and it was you know sheets just like that that go through them all.
Yeah,
extraordinary. Yeah,
and did you have better counters than other? You know,
oh, you always had that, yeah, yeah. But then it was sometimes a team effort, and
yeah.
You could have one bad one, then they'd bring the rest of them down because it was made out on the paper makers, the reelers. Those were made out on a team effort.
Yes.
And if one was bad, it brought the rest of them down. And I used to say to them, Danny. I was down among all the workers too, because you'd have to go. The first job you had was to get all the time cards, take all their times down, and then you had to work out your bonuses from the hours worked and efficient some of them were, how inefficient others were. But there was a certain section like that there would, and I used to say to the good lads, well, on the QT, look, he's brought your bonus down, you know.
Oh, did that cause trouble?
No, it didn't. No, you just said it very quietly, you know, and just, you know, hopefully that they'd do a little bit of better juggling. Or also, that's what Mary is saying, the camaraderie was there, and there was a place called the Boiler House where the whole operation went ahead, you know, where the steam for the machines, the electricity and everything. And the lads over there, now sometimes they'd forget to put something down. Now, rather than Dr. Bonus, which I was supposed to do, I'd go over and say, look, fill that in, give it back to me. <You know? laughs> So that was the family atmosphere that was there. You never deliberately did something on somebody, you know, you just helped them out because money was scarce and you knew they were dependent on it, you know.
And who was watching the time?
The boss, Mr. Casey was his name. He would go down with in that particular office. He would go down with his stopwatch and take all the times as to work out that bonus system and see who got what.
Did you notice a turnover in the workforce? I mean, would the women who were counting the paper, would they stick at it for a long time?
Oh, they would, yeah. And they had, I remember he had a book of this time and motion study, and women were much better at doing repetitive work than men.
Okay.
Whatever.
There was no boredom.
We always had the same staff. There was never really a great turnover of staff.
Yeah.
They were all reasonably happy, I'd have to say that, yeah.